Brothers, what is going on, man? It is, it's early in the week, man. February 12th. Early morning for me. But I just got off the late shift. I actually went into the work. That's how usually how my days go. I go in on the 11th. I'm getting off on the 12th. Either or, you know what I'm saying? Which ain't even here or there. But this is the 18th PSA for Brothers. And again, I know I go long on a lot of these, but this one, I want to lay out an argument and some bullshit I think that has befallen a lot of black men, or an expectation that is thrown upon the laps of pretty much all black men in America and the world. I think in the UK, black men are having similar issues as American black men. I mean, the author of the book, The Negro Wars, I'm plugging that shit, man. That's a good book, man. I'm probably going to have to give it another read through. But yeah, the author of The Negro Wars is in the UK. So yeah, man. But in short, the title of this one, let me go ahead and get it off right away, is Black Men Are Expected to Be Cucks for Their Women. And for, you know, just to define the word for those ain't in the know, yes, the technical definition of cuck is a man who wants to watch his significant other be fucked, be it his wife, girlfriend, or whatever. So, a man that likes to watch other men have sex. Now, that shit has been co-opted by both sides politically, because you'll have the Republicans and conservatives in America, particularly the shit posters, will use cuck to describe anyone who's kind of liberal. Now, I use cuck for that too, but the type of liberal I'm talking about are the guys in pink pussy hats at the fucking women's marches, and mainly white men. But a lot of these black men in these fucking stepdaddy situations where the woman has absolutely no respect for them, and, you know, black women are extremely matriarchal anyway, but there's this expectation, and that's what this episode is about, is that, hey, she don't appreciate that dude. All these stepzaddies, all these real men, all these men who's the fathers who step up, not the stepfather, all of, you know, y'all know the fucking terms. All of these dudes, you know what's fucked up? Because black women are so matriarchal, because they're so masculine, because they appreciate absolutely nothing, they don't even appreciate these men, these black men. Because it'd be one thing if I was up here insulting these dudes. I don't have to insult these dudes. Look at the amount of respect and love and sexual submission that they get from these fucking single mothers that they have to pick up the bill for, all their kids for, that they didn't even father. And then a lot of these men will marry these chicks, and these chicks will be like, I'm done having children. I know several of black men who don't have any kids and have given up their genetic legacy to take on a single mother of four, single mothers of five, you know, these... all these women have multiple kids by multiple men, and, you know, that's the end. If let's say that transpires for the rest of those black men's lives, they die. Their genes die. Now, I'm not the biggest proponent of selling, you know, hey, you, everybody, every man has to pass his genes on. I think there are other ways to pass your genes. Given today's American women, and especially given today's American black women, you got two options, in my opinion, and this is for any dude, even the good-looking Tyrone types, because, you know, black women will always throw that out there, oh, you ugly, you ain't got this, you got a little dick. So let's say you're a big, you're the stereotypical man that a black woman wants, the big dick thug, Tyrone type, whatever. I know the Tyrone and Chad are incel words. I like to, it is a pretty funny term, so I'm using them. Sorry. Call me an incel. I don't give a shit. So, even if you're like a giant dicked Tyrone thug with fucking, you know, six felonies, even you shouldn't pass your genes on. I mean, it may not matter because she's just gonna go find a simp, a Russell Wilson, to raise your children, but what role what role do you get to have in those children's lives? I have to ask, because there's this ignorant expectation from these women, and they don't even appreciate it. It's like I said, it's not even so much as an expectation, it's just like they want it. They feel, you know, because of like the welfare state, they're entitled to you to be a stepdad. They're entitled to these things, just like they're entitled to welfare. Black women don't thank the government. They complain about white supremacy all day, when if you really think about it, white countries, white people, black women owe white people a lot. White people invented the welfare state. Without the welfare state, most black women would not be as strong and neck wagging and all that shit that they do. They wouldn't be doing any of that shit without white people, because white people invented the welfare state, and that's where all their power comes from. They're like, it's like the goddamn, what's a good reference for that? It's like that urn for the Undertaker used to have when he first came out. The welfare state is the black woman's urn, and she's the Undertaker. But let me, I like sidebars, right? But this sidebar is going to relate to this before I get into the main beef of the episode. So let me go ahead and get my bias. And unlike a black woman, I'm going to go come out and admit my bias right away before I go into this topic. So, I think I've laid this out already, but I think just to give this episode some context, and I'm going to be fair, I'm not going to sit here, as they like to call it, bashing. Well, for them, anything not saying that she's a god, not worshiping them as queens and gods, and uplifting them and telling them that no matter what they do, no matter how many kids they got, no matter how fat they are, no matter what their attitude is like, no matter how mean they are, no matter how much they mistreat black men that they're in relationships with, that anything you say to this group of women that's not, you know, praising them or anything like that, it's bashing. Everything is bashing to these women. So there's a little bit of bias with them, and there's a bias coming from me. Now, given that bias, I don't project my viewpoint out into the world. My viewpoint and my experiences are my own, and I don't want other black men to adopt these experiences or anything like that. And if you've had similar experiences and you have this worldview that I have, then, you know, hopefully the damage that's been done to us is not done to other black men. And I implore black women to chill out a little bit, especially with your young black sons or young black men or young black girls, particularly y'all. Let me just get into the nitty-gritty of it. So I think I've said it before, and if I haven't, just to state it clearly, growing up, high school, middle school, you know, throughout my life, except adulthood, because I just ignore these bitches. I'm on a mission to block every black woman, American-born black woman on the planet that is not blood or marriage related to me, and is not like a psychopath. So that means I'm going to have to block several million, couple billion probably, black women online, which I won't do that. I'll just be blocking until the day I die, and still won't get them all blocked. But yeah, I just block. I see any attitude, hood rat, neck wagging, you know, all the tons of lip gloss, I'm blocking you. I block black women, you know, just off GP for no reason. But just to cover where I may have a bias is, I dealt with a lot of black female bullies, a lot, trying, and not just, you know, I don't mind verbal ridicule, insults, shaming tactics, all that shit, but like physical altercations were commonplace with, you know, between me and a lot of black women. And again, when these NFL players, Chris Brown and celebrities, when these dudes get into these altercations and they're lambasted by the feminist mass media of America, you have to remember, I think per capita, bar none, you know, by leaps and bounds, 4 or 5 times more than any other groups of women, black women are the most violent group of women, and at least in America, probably by, you know, 5 or 6 times the next race down. And you know, I have no data on that, so if I'm wrong and you know, y'all want to hit me with slander complaints and all that, then fucking flag the episode, all right? Go on Anchor and flag this episode. But as far as I know, there's no, if you go on World Star Hip Hop, you're not going to find a bunch of Beckys and Britneys and fucking Marias, or, I mean, yeah, Latina women, they're probably close second to black women on violence, but, you know, you're not going to see Bethany and Nicole and Anna fighting. You're definitely not going to see Ling Ling and Mei Ling and her fucking cousins and them all in the street fighting and shit, doing ignorant shit. probably ain't gonna find a bunch of Fatimas and Arab females out there doing all that other shit too. Fucking Jasmines and all that, right? You're never gonna see them fighting in the street, but what you will find is black women throwing hands on it. Black women have no problem putting their hands on anybody. And I can tell, I can say with absolute certainty, but I've never like gone off on any black woman with my foot like a bald fist. I've kind of just fought them in an avoidance kind of way. You know how you deal with like a small child, kind of pushing her down, like what Kareem Hunt did, pushing, shoving, muffing, not punching, but you know, taking a foot, like putting my palm on her head and trying to throw the bitch 10 feet, which I can because I'm a bigger guy. That type of shit, but it's not, it's clearly avoidance. I've never, and I don't, you know, not only have I never done this, and I've never been committed, or, you know, convicted for domestic violence, let me state that clearly right now, but I've also, I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and say that a lot of these black men, or men in general who get into altercations with women, like, I think they said 90% of domestic violence in America is reciprocal, meaning that the woman is fighting the man as well as him fighting her. There's no, all the, you know, Brendan Schaub, the fucking MMA podcaster, he is just like, Greg Hardy needs to just die. As a human being, we should just cut his nuts off, castrate him, skin him alive, blood eagle him like on the show Vikings. Like, he's just so disgusted with him, but he has no problem with Floyd Mayweather, which is kind of funny. Which I'm not going to call Floyd a woman beater. And whatever Greg Hardy did, it looks like he's trying to get his life right now. Maybe he is a scumbag. Who knows? Really, who knows? But I can guarantee you this. Which most of it, most domestic violence is reciprocal. That means that bitch was not baking an apple pie in an apron and Greg Hardy just came into the house and fucking roundhouse kicked her to the back of the fucking head. I'm pretty sure, I mean, you're talking about millionaire men. Just giving, I'm on a tangent right now. But come on, let me ask y'all, think critically. Get out your feelings for 5 seconds. Think about how women act and think. Think about how entitled women are. And then add in the fact, let's say, you got a woman like that, right? Especially one of these neck-wagging black women. And imagine yourself being a multimillionaire. Somebody like Floyd, Greg Hardy, who was a fucking Pro Bowler. And imagine being with a woman like that, a woman who's entitled, who wants to buy, I don't know, a $500,000 piece of jewelry or a $3 million home or wants to take a bunch of your money and go buy some stupid shit. And you say no. Imagine the altercation you're going to get into with a combative, masculine woman, which typically... Now, he was with a white... Greg Hardy was with a white girl, but these were mostly black women that Floyd was dealing with. Now, imagine saying no to these women. Imagine the altercation that's about to occur when you say no to women that are masculine and combative and bar none the most violent woman in the country, women in of any demographic. You're going to get in a fucking fight. You say no. That's why I can't do relationships with black women, because saying no to them is tantamount to offering a fight. And a fight with a woman, unfortunately, in feminist America, is domestic violence, woman beater, you're a pig, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, my bias, if I were to have any, it's my bias is strictly on relationships and dating. And I'm not going to write off. I've never been like, no black woman, period. No. I was under the assumption, you know, before my long-term relationship that I'm currently in, I operated under this assumption that all black women had attitudes, were mean, unfeminine, and violent. And I never approached them. Now, I have been approached by decent black women, and unfortunately, even no situations were ratchet, because the last two sisters I messed with, both of them were cheating on dudes when they were fucking with me. Both of them. Both of them bitches would hit me up, and I was like, you know, I don't even want to brag, because I hate this. One of those chicks, fine as fuck, I won't say her name, and I'm not even going to go into details of the story, because I don't want to, if y'all dox me, then you know, somebody will find out who the fuck she is. But, because at the end of the day, she was an intelligent sister for all her faults, all the cheating that she was doing back then, she was fucking around with me. But basically, I was in the military, and I went on leave to an undisclosed location in Texas, and, you know, I met an old girl in a club out there, and, you know, I actually don't ring on her, so I hollered her, and we found out we were from the same town. She from the Shy, I'm from the Shy. I know that gives away a lot, man. I don't want motherfuckers to find this shit out. But long story short, you know, we was messing around and whatnot, and, yeah, stupidly, I ended up hitting it raw, like a dumbass. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. Man, she had some fire pussy, but, you know, let me not even go into that. Anyway, like I said, like I told y'all, like, the tens, when I have dealt with tens in my life, they've all been black. All the tens, I've dealt with like I think 4 or 5 tens in my life, and legit tens, and 4 of them were black. One was a Portuguese chick when I was in Portugal. With that being said, though, like, that situation was ratchet because it was a chick who was with her baby daddy, but was already creeping on the dude, letting me, you know, hit raw. If I wanted to, she probably would have. She actually asked me to dump off in her. If y'all, you know, layman's terms, know what that means. I didn't, because I'm like, oh, hell no. I was, you know, this was a long time ago. This is damn near 10 years ago. So I don't even know why I'm trying to be all secretive, but y'all don't know who the fuck I am. Hopefully I'll never find out. I don't, like I said, I don't want motherfuckers coming after me like that. But, you know, moving on, that was a ratchet situation because this chick was with her baby daddy. It was a healthy situation for her child and herself. Granted, they were young. You know, maybe she was in the whole phase, she shouldn't have even had a child, but that's neither here nor there. So, again, my bias is strictly from my dating days, or not even so much from school, right? Being bullied by by black women, etc. And getting into the meat of what I want to talk about. So, when I talk about black men are expected to be cucks, there's this expectation. There's a literal entitlement and expectation that black men sign up, particularly young, childless black men. Because a lot of these near-wall or post-wall black women, and the whole black don't crack females who are basically, you know, women that are in their 30s that aren't going to hit the wall yet. They're good-looking women. I'll give them that. But these chicks have an expectation that a young, childless black man is supposed to sign up for what her deal is. Most of them, you know, she's got multiple kids by multiple men. He's supposed to sign up for that. And, you know, she's 35. She's had 3 or 4 kids already. And some black men that I know personally, so this is an anecdote, but still, I'm pretty sure it's a running theme in the black community, or a running theme with women, especially a woman that's had 3 or 4 kids already. You know, this woman is like, all right, marriage. She's going to push a man into marriage. And if she doesn't want to secure this man by sperm jacking him and having a child with him, because that's how women, particularly a lot of black women, will try to secure black men or tie black men down by having a baby by him. And that's why you see there's... the welfare state is why there are a lot of single mothers in the black community, but also sperm jacking. I think I've talked about sperm jacking. All women will sperm jack you, especially 30-year-old women. White girls have no issue sperm jacking a motherfucker once she gets past the age of 30. But a lot of young black girls are a little bit insecure, so they'll do it at a younger age. That's the major difference between the races. It's not going to say that one group of women are more slutty based on race. I won't make that ignorant, you know. I won't even say anything ignorant like that, you know what I'm saying? Let me roll up that window. But to, I guess, continue on, like, the childless black man is expected to give up his hopes of ever wanting to have children of his own, a family of his own, because he's supposed to sign up to take on a quote-unquote ready-made family already. And look, it's a noble thing. It used to be a noble thing, but like I said, women aren't women, and black women haven't been women since the 60s, probably. It's been a long, long time since they've actually been, like, feminine women, I'm pretty sure. Because I talked to old heads, and they were like, black women back then or this, that, and the third. And you know what's fucked up? It's such a rat race for feminine black women, because I'm not going to say, it's an ignorant point of vibe, it's an ignorant anecdotal viewpoint of mine that's completely not true, and not at all encompassing at all, because considering when there is a young, feminine, attractive, or not even, you know, good black woman. She didn't have to be attractive to be good, but, you know, a desirable woman, be it her femininity and her looks, you can combine the two. She didn't have to be perfect. I get it. But I would just say, let's say a slim, feminine black woman. Slim, feminine black women try to get, the thugs will usually wreck that chick. And if the thugs don't wreck the chick, then the regular guy will be chasing her forever to trying to marry her, and then she will turn around till at age 33, 34, after she's been through the thug carousel, and then try to marry that regular dude who's been chasing her for the last, like, 12 years. A lot of those black men will stay and wait for that chick for the 12 years while she's getting her back blown out by NFL players and shit. But needless to say, once that dude who waited on her all those years finally gets what he wants, after she's been completely ran through and had a bunch of kids, this woman doesn't even appreciate the fact that this man is taking on your kids and you way after your prime, way after you, when he started looking at you, way after that, because you don't look nothing like that. That's, a lot of women don't realize what the wall is and how effective it is on them. Well, a lot of women are like, I still look like that. They still see themselves as that 17-year-old. It's kind of funny. But I guess just to not make this much longer is like, so these men are supposed to be cucking for these sisters, right? And then these sisters are not only are they unappreciative of it, but they're like, that's what you're supposed to do. You need to be a real man. You need to be a real this. There was another, speaking on that, and I hate to go on a sidebar, there was another fucking post about some NFL player from the Chargers. Now, he did say some fuck shit. It sounded like he said some fuck shit, talking about he's celebrating light-skinned kids. Because he's a dark-skinned dude. I mean, if he wants to have mixed kids and he's a multimillionaire, he can go out and get him a white IG model 9 times out of 10. That's just how the game works. I'm pretty sure if he wanted a IG black woman, he could find him one. There's just significantly less considering the population of black people. We're 12, 13, 14% of the black of America, not just the black. But given all that, he can only pick from what he has. So given that there's a small amount of that level of quality black woman, and then there's so many of these blonde bimbos willing to throw themselves at those type of dudes. I mean, I don't know. I don't blame him for getting a Becky or whatnot, but that is some fuck shit to kind of intentionally talk about, oh, mixed kids. Like, it shouldn't even matter, realistically. From the outside looking in, if my kids were dark-skinned as soot or light as fucking snow, if they're biological line, let's say that. Let's clear that one up. As long as they were biologically mine, I would love them all the same. Their skin tone shouldn't mean it. It's not the skin tone. It's the content of the character. Martin Luther King said that shit. And black people have completely forgotten about the legacy of great black minds like Martin Luther King, Clarence Thomas, and other people like that. But, you know what I'm saying? That is not the main thesis. The main thesis or the main beef I got is the fucking fact that black men are supposed to cuck. We have to cuck. Because it's demanded of us. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't agree with telling brothers to just go completely SYSBM and get white girls. But if that's what you want to do, you should do that. But I hope that I've heard this theme, and I'm going to close with this theme, and I agree wholeheartedly with it. Go where you're wanted and appreciated, not where you're expected and there's an entitlement there for you to be there. So it's basically, go where you're appreciated, not expected. Or, Devin, I fucked that one up completely. But basically, go where you're wanted and desired, not where you're expected to be. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to let y'all brothers go, man. It's actually kind of a nice, you know, early-ass crack of dawn day. I really hate that I got to go get my sleep during the fucking nice part of the morning when everybody's getting up and about for the morning and commuting and shit, but I do get to miss out on that. I do get to miss quote-unquote AM rush hour, given the city I live in down here. But y'all have a good one. I'm gonna let y'all go. And like I tried to close out with, which I badly, yeah, I termed it so badly, but black men, just go where you're appreciated. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.